All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, last week it was announced that Chicago Bears starting quarterback Jay Cutler would be lost for the remainder of the 2016 NFL season due to the fact that he has to undergo surgery to repair a torn labrum. Now, of course, Cutler was a first-round pick of the Denver Broncos back in 2006, and in three seasons there, he continued to improve his passing stats, but he was never able to get the Broncos to the postseason. Cutler was subsequently traded to the Bears in 2009, and in 8 years as the Bears starting quarterback, he has a record of 51-51 while throwing 154 touchdown passes to 109 interceptions. With Cutler as their starting quarterback, the Bears have only been able to make the postseason once. And it's getting to the point that you just have to ask yourself, is it time for the Bears to move on from Cutler? You look at a guy that is 33 years of age. He does have a big contract still on the books for the Bears. He's under contract with Chicago through the year 2020. But the Bears right now are no closer to winning a Super Bowl championship with Cutler than they were when they first got him. And I mean, don't get me wrong, the talent on the Bears is not the same that it was when Cutler first came to town in 2008. But make no mistake about this, Cutler is not a guy that is going to make the players around him better, and he is not a guy that he himself can elevate his game to that of a championship level. You look at a guy that has led the NFL in interceptions twice during his career with the Bears, once in 2009 and again in 2014. This season, Cutler was 1-4 in his starts. He was only completing 59% of his passes while he threw 4 touchdown grabs to 5 interceptions. You saw a guy that was really struggling this year now that his former offensive coordinator, Adam Gase, is now the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And the bottom line is this. Jay Cutler is an 11-year NFL vet. What you see from him is what you're going to get. You're going to get a guy that's going to throw his fair share of interceptions. You're going to get a guy that has one of the strongest arms in the NFL. But at the end of the day, he is not going to be a guy that is going to lead you to championships, more or less the postseason. You look at the Bears right now. Heading into action today, they have a record of 2-9. This is a team that they're not going anywhere this season. They're going to have an early pick in the first round of the 2017 NFL draft. And you have to ask yourself, if you're a general manager Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox, do you go out there and look to start over at quarterback? It's a legitimate question that the Bears have to ask themselves. Again, like I said before, they're not going anywhere with Jay Cutler. Make no mistake about it. If they want to trade him to somebody, fine. If they want to release him, they're going to have to eat some of that money. But if they do ultimately decide to trade Cutler, it's going to be a situation that a team, whoever picks him up, would more than likely look to have him restructure his deal. But it's a lot of different avenues that the Bears can go in heading into 2017. But the bottom line is, I don't think that Jay Cutler should be their starting quarterback in 2017. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping today's action from week number 13 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.